This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. From the Marketplace Global Trade War Desk comes this update. Tomorrow is shaping up to be another very big day. The White House is expected to release a list of Chinese goods that it's going to hit with tariffs. Could be as many as 1,300 items, $50 billion worth. In response, the White House says, to what it considers Chinese unfair trade practices. Who is protecting what in this thing, you ask? China has special rules for its high-tech companies, the industries of tomorrow, if you will. The Trump administration is protecting the way things used to be here, steel most famously. Is there a way, though, to be a good protectionist in this global economy? We asked Marketplace's Scott Tong to have a look.
In general, trade wonks and economists agree. Ixnay on the eris tei. Tariffs are bad because they're costly. Taxing imported sneakers, say, may help your country's shoemakers, but they deprive shoe buyers of the best low-cost kicks. There is a bit of exception, however. See, trade geeks, they have a soft spot for... Yeah, babies. There's something called the infant industries argument, that it's okay to build walls around baby sectors that you're nurturing. Every country has done it, including the U.S. when it was the industrial newcomer back in the day. Harvard political scientist Jeffrey Friedan is the author of Global Capitalism.
We industrialized in the late 19th century under extremely high trade barriers because we were competing with the British and the Germans and other countries that had industrialized before us.
An American case in point, the riverside town of Paterson, New Jersey. In the 19th century, none other than Alexander Hamilton, Treasury Secretary, future Broadway character, helped to create this mill town protected by tariffs. Local park ranger Elise Goldman spoke to Marketplace last year.
We had a lot of different product lines in Paterson. One of them actually was paper. In fact, the technology to develop a roll of paper as opposed to like one sheet at a time was actually developed here in Paterson.
Even today, countries swaddle their fledgling industries in tariff protections. Look no further than China. Scott Kennedy at the Center for Strategic and International Studies looks at business and politics in China.
Those that are in power and have influence now believe in the infant industry argument on steroids. In fact, they're interested not only in supporting industries in their infancy, but in the rest of their childhood, young adulthood, and into dotage.
But China has a different strategy than the U.S. The Trump administration focuses on aging industrial sectors, whereas China bets on high tech, where the global winners are still TBD. Robots, computer chips, electric vehicles.
In some areas, there's been some significant success. Telecom, high-speed rail. And in some places, you've seen some significant failures. China's efforts to make a commercial plane that can compete with Boeing and Airbus doesn't have much chance for future success.
So why do the Chinese focus on sectors of tomorrow, whereas the U.S. looks to yesterday? Pietro Rivoli, international business professor at Georgetown, says policymakers in the Chinese one-party state aren't always running for election, obviously. They're not obsessed with the short term.
The political system in China is, of course, much different. You know, there isn't the pressure on the election system, obviously. Chinese policymakers can take a longer view.
Whereas in the U.S., Rivoli says, older industries struggling in the world get political attention. They have lots to lose and lots of noise to make.
You might think of them as sunset industries. Look at industries where we've had a lot of foreign competition, steel or textiles, apparel. From those quarters, you're going to get the call for trade protection.
A call now being answered at the White House.
The U.S. is engaged in what we might call senile industry protection as opposed to infant industry protection.
Again, Jeffrey Friedan at Harvard. He says tariffs on steel, for instance, don't make much economic sense. The U.S. has been declining in the sector since the 60s.
Basic steel is actually pretty labor intensive. So the countries that actually have an advantage are countries with much cheaper labor than the United States.
Which makes tariffs in an aging industry a tough bet to win. While it may be politically savvy for the future campaign, Friedan finds it economically rather backward-looking. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.